This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 25th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Confirming earlier reports that had surfaced from suppliers, on Friday, Eclipse Aviation announced it will cut back production of the Eclipse 500 very light jet and furlough 650 recently hired and contract workers at its facilities nationwide. The company calls it part of new CEO Roel Pieper's operational excellence strategy. The cuts amount to 38% of the company's workforce. In its brief statement, the company said, quote, "The reduction is an effort to achieve financial stability as soon as possible," unquote. Continuing in its new post-Byrne stance regarding the media, Eclipse is declining to release any further information or conduct any interviews at this time. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration, embarrassed last week for supporting an inspector who climbed aboard American Eagle regional jets at Chicago O'Hare by using air temperature probes as grab handles, has retaliated against the airline with charges and fines. The TSA told CNN Thursday it will investigate multiple security violations and may fine the airline as much as $175,000. TSA says airlines are allowed to park planes with unsecured doors overnight, provided they're not too close to jetways, but American Eagle is leaving its planes both unlocked and too close. The agency told CNN it has consistently found problems with American Eagle at O'Hare, adding that this is an isolated problem unique to this airline at this airport. The airline says neither TSA nor the inspector said anything about the dangerous stunt ahead of scheduled takeoffs, putting crews and passengers at risk. The TSA now admits its inspector erred and says he'll be retrained, but the agency says he was, quote, "seeking to close a real danger to the traveling public. The TSA stands behind the inspector and that effort," unquote. Following the tragic fatal crash of a Velocity 173 RG in Las Vegas, a local official from the Clark County Aviation Authority appears to be making experimental aircraft the scapegoat for his agency's poor recent safety record. Aviation Director Randy Walker appears to be calling for a ban on experimental aircraft at the North Las Vegas Airport. He also says he considers flight instruction and, quote, "solo flying," unquote, to be high risk as well. There's no data yet to suggest that the Velocity accident had any cause unique to experimental aircraft. But there's plenty of evidence to suggest that any flying at North Las Vegas is high risk. Last year, a report by Forbes ranked it as the most dangerous airport in the nation, with 63 runway incursions and 6 deaths in 7 years. Interviews with local media indicate that Walker is seeking to limit experimental aircraft to rural airports with sparse population. Pratt & Whitney reports its Pure Power PW1000G demonstration engine has completed the first phase of flight testing on a company-owned 747. The engine's completed 12 flights in about 43 hours and has now been shipped to Toulouse, France, to be tested on an Airbus-owned A340. Company VP Bob Saya calls performance so far flawless. Quote, "This second phase of testing, which will include approximately 75 flight hours, will focus on engine performance and acoustic testing while providing valuable installation and operating data." Last year, Pratt & Whitney's geared turbofan was selected as the exclusive power plant for the new Mitsubishi Regional Jet and the Bombardier C-Series. The engine targets double-digit reductions in fuel burn, emissions, noise, and operating costs. This has been an Aero News Touch & Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Boeing repeats its threat to opt out of KCX bidding. A Hawker Sea Fury is down on the way to the Reno Air Races. And 2 NASA experiments are lost in a rocket failure. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller tells us what makes a worthwhile flight review, how to get the most benefit from your time with your instructor. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.